because I said we were coming back for Brandy's birthday, and it's finally here.
Is it?
She's 40 again.
Yeah.
What's been going on? It's been a long time.
I don't even know what's been going on, to be perfectly honest. Everything's a blur. It's a blur. It was hot as fuck, and that was about it. Like, that's it. It was just hot. I can't remember anything.
It was a hot girl summer?
No, it was hot as fuck summer. Hot as Satan's balls summer.
Hot as Satan's sack.
114 degrees and shit. My plants were trying to die.
Oh, yeah. You've been nourishing your green thumb. That's what you've been doing.
Nourishing my green
thumb. You've been, like, making that thumb green before it was, like, brown. Wasn't black. Brownish.
Oh, my God.
But I'm really proud of you and what you've been doing, like, in the front yard. You've got okra. You got tomatoes. You got eggplants. You got peppers.
I have no peppers. I have pepper plants.
Oh, but you
but they haven't, none of them, my fucking purple bell peppers finally started producing flowers, like, this weekend.
Okay.
So there's some little flower, but the plant is only this big. So I'm like, if there's a bell pepper that's going to come off this plant, it's only going to be, like, the size of a golf ball. It's going to be tiny. Like, this is annoying. Fucking hornworms ate the fuck out of my habanero plant, so... Ain't getting shit off that either. My ghost pepper plant, that one had a couple of hornworms on it. So
you know you can overwinter your pepper plants and then just cut them back real aggressively. And then when they grow back, they'll just get thicker. And then I think you might get some peppers. You got to like put them in the garage or something.
Maybe. You can't really water those without water getting everywhere.
You're not going to water them when you overwinter them.
Oh, well, what do you do?
You cut them back and they hibernate. Just put them in a warm spot, like in the garage.
The garage ain't warm.
Put them in a place where frost is not going to get them. Just keep them secure. You cut them back really aggressively. You mulch them. Maybe water them twice a month. Nothing serious like you're doing now. And then once it's spring again, then they'll bounce back. Okay. I'm telling you, girl. But what I was going to say is, considering this is your first year growing, you know, your own garden out front, I think you did really good.
Yeah, nothing died. Oh, no, well, my lavender died, but that's just because it was way too hot.
My lavender died, too.
Yeah, all, like, I bought, like, 6 lavender plants, mm-hmm. and they all died.
I bought 2, and I was like, oh, you got me, Home Depot, you got me. You knew this shit wasn't gonna survive. Fuck you guys.
I hate it, because I was looking online, you know, because I want to grow lavender, and they're all like, lavender loves heat. It loves heat, 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 lies. Heat, heat, heat. That shit... I got it to my house, and it shriveled up. The next morning, I was like, why is it all dried up? I watered that motherfucker and everything. All 4 of them. I bought two different kinds of lavender. They both just died. I was like, goddamn,
son of a bitch.
I'm like, ugh.
All right, man. Well, I've been good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, okay. I don't even think I had a chance to ask, but all right.
I know. We're just moving straight along here. I've been really busy considering I don't get paid to do anything. I've been really busy. Soccer mom status and my kid's soccer coach.
Why didn't you tell me that they had a game?
I think I told you that.
You told me Kendall had a game, but I didn't know that Brent had their first game.
Well, it was, there's another game on Saturday. It's at 9:40.
Yeah, no.
I'll send you the schedule. Bob was like, hey, send me the soccer schedule. And I was like, okay, sure. So he's about that life. So I love the support. I'll send you the schedule. So I'm soccer momming. I'm all involved in the school system, and it's super dramatic. I'm still heading up the sales department for Spike and Crown Studios. Trying to get investors, looking for investors. That's very exciting. And then I'm growing Beauty's Biscuits and trying to sell these damn dog biscuits. Beauty'sBiscuits.com. Offer code LIES. Fresh baked dog biscuits directly to your door. But, oh my gosh, we're back. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's bold, bitches.
Oh, yes, it is. So, y'all, oh my gosh, we're back. I can't wait. We're going to do something light today. But before we get into the episode, have y'all been watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? And Salt Lake has returned. And they got bitches that got drama in it. And I want to talk about it really quick. Mm. Because did you guys listen to our Tom Girardi episode?
Was it Tom Girardi or Erica Girardi?
It was Tom Girardi. Oh, you want your settlement money? Jeez. Episode 127. The saga continues. And watching this play out on the show, it's like when he was found out about the fraud and the divorce filings last year. This is all being recorded. And I'm sad that I really enjoy watching this train wreck.
Mm.
I think Erica is being a very unlikable character right now, just the way she's behaving on camera.
It's tough to watch, I think. I'm just like, why? Like, honestly, why? Why? Just why?
Why what?
Why is she, like, going so hard when her friends have questions? Like, shut the fuck up. Just like, damn.
She was looking real vicious, okay. Real vicious. And I'm going to play devil's advocate. So I think she's afraid to say shit because she's like, well, Tom's not dead. He's still around. Don't think he's not going to come for you if you say something bad about him. Like, okay, but you were saying all this stuff about him to kind of sway our thoughts on him. It's like when your friend is mad at their boyfriend or your spouse, and you're like, he's a piece of shit, and you're the best friend. You're like, yeah, he's a piece of shit. And then a week later, you're like, oh, no, he's not a piece of shit anymore. And you're like, but I fucking hate him. I hate him now. The hell? And I feel like that's kind of what she's doing. Do you know what I mean? I don't play that game with my friends anymore. If you got shit to say about your man, I'm like, okay, that's how you feel. And I don't say anything about it anymore. I learned that lesson a long time ago. Right? But the piece of shit that Tom is that he stole money from his clients. He hung on to their settlements. He didn't disperse the funds the way they were supposed to be dispersed. And he was funding Erica's lavish lifestyle. And she's like, it was a gift. She's like, it was a gift. She's not showing any remorse for any of the victims. Her actions and her posts on social media are just ostentatious. And it's just like, I don't give a fuck. And I live for the comments of the posts that she does. I just go straight to the comments.
That's hilarious. I see her posts, but I don't really like, you know, go into them. For some reason, I've been getting notifications on my Twitter about her, like when she posts, because like she posted last night talking about this was, what did she say? This was fun to watch. And then it was like, you know, like the shameful face or the sad face or whatever, you know, watching Kyle and Mauricio and what's her face?
PK. PK.
Doreen PK laughing, you know.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. She's like, fuck these bitches.
Yeah, because they were like, PK was just going in, right?
Yeah.
And so it looks like, you know, he's talking all this shit and then they're at this party and he's like, oh yeah, you know, I really feel bad for you, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so
she's watching
like
the
juxtaposition of like, yeah, she had posted something like, oh, team Erica Jane to my face. Mm. And then, you know, they were like laughing and shit behind her back. And I was just like, damn, that's fucked up.
Bitch, this is reality TV. What you think's gonna happen?
But, yeah, so, you know, it's hard. And, you know, her friends are questioning her. And then, like, other people are just, like, going hard, talking all kinds of shit, making assumptions and whatnot. Nobody actually knows except for her and Tom. Or, as she says, only he knows. But
only he knows what happened to the money. He took his client's settlement money. He put it into his own bank account. Then he spent it on his expensive-ass wife. He was like, oh, I owe you $12 million. Here's $1 million. I'm going to hang on to the other 11. We good, right? That's not how shit should work. And that's how he ran his business like a Ponzi scheme.
You know what sucks, though? Like, here's what. Like, I feel like people need to know when you get a settlement, this is what's supposed to happen. Yeah. And if your attorney is not doing what is supposed to happen, then you need to talk to somebody.
Call the Bar Association, report that shit.
They didn't do anything.
Oh,
they didn't do anything.
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah, people reported him, and they did nothing. But, you know, it's like, if I'm going, like, if I go to Larry H. Parker, and because I, you know, I want
$2.1 million.
Right, because I got into a car accident or whatever, and Larry Parker's like, well, here's here's a piece of it. I'm going to give you $275,000, and I'm just going to give the rest to you in monthly disbursements. I'd be like, wait. Mm-mm. What, like, have you heard, I've got a structured settlement and I need cash now. No, motherfucker, give me all my money.
That was a great commercial.
J.G. Wentworth.
J.G. Wentworth. Pay us.
877 cash now. Give me my money.
Don't you call him. If you call, you let us know. We want our referral credit. Oh my God. But it's a train wreck. It's still happening. I can't wait for the reunion. I just want to see what's happening. So I checked. Our mom is all about the mess, and she sent me a post, an article dated today. Erica goes from Neiman Marcus and Saks to TJ Maxx, and they were hating on her. We like TJ Maxx. There's nothing wrong with that. But for her bougie ass friends to be like, oh, she's shopping off the rack or on the rack.
Well, it's because TJ Maxx, you know, those stores get last season's styles. And so you're buying last season styles. And none of it is couture, obviously, and all that other bullshit. So, whatever. I like my fucking $10 jeans. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, TJ Maxx. If you'd like to, you know, get some marketing going on here, some promotion, you can holler at us as well. I can't get enough of it. I'm sorry, but it's what's happening, and it's right in our wheelhouse. So right now, Erica is personally being sued for $25 million because Gerardi Keith is $101 million in debt, and $25 million of it is coming straight from Erica. They said her Amex bill is like $12 million.
Oh, that's that Amex Black.
Amex Black, bitch. Can't pay it back.
That's crazy.
Glam.
$12 million for American Express?
One time they posted her, you know, I'll be following the shade on Twitter. They posted her credit card bill.
That attorney guy? There's there's that attorney that just posting about her. Yeah. Like, and then, of course, there's people that are in the comments about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, dude, you're an attorney. I think what you're doing is illegal, but whatever.
Just a little bit.
I think it's illegal.
Illegal!
But, yeah.
Well, let's move on to Jen Shah really quick, and then we'll get into the topic today. Jen Shah, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. In March of this year, 2021, she was arrested on two counts of one wire fraud, one embezzlement. Mm-hmm. I believe each charge holds about 20 years if she's convicted.
In Utah?
In Utah. So she, you know, says that she's run this marketing empire and she's created algorithms and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's how she made her money.
She created algorithms?
Or maybe she was a part of it and she has all this marketing expertise. But what has come to light is, I guess it's about 10 clients over the age of 55.
Allegedly.
She sold their information to scam companies so they could fraud them. And she was getting kickbacks.
Did she know these companies, or did she allegedly know these companies were scams?
She allegedly knew that they were up to some fuck boy shit, and she was gladly, maybe they were a client of hers, and they were like, hey, we're looking for this type of clientele. Maybe that's how she can get out of this. Say, I didn't know that they were stealing this, I didn't know they were doing that. Maybe she didn't know, but she did business with fraud companies targeting a particular group of people over the age of 55. They're a protected group. I think this is why this is happening.
Yeah.
And they want it. They want to come for her head. So season one just started last week on Sunday. I'm sorry, episode one of season two of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And they give us the tea like right up front. I thought we was going to see it. And they were just like, psych, bitch. That's it. You're going to have to watch this all over again from the beginning. But she was just like, oh, the police are coming. Gotta go, guys. I'll be back. See you soon.
And then the popo come looking for her. I was just like, damn.
No, she was like, I gotta go. And everybody's like, what? What? What do you mean? What do you? And then, like, 5 minutes later, we're looking for Jen Shaw. It's like, damn.
It was and like the like, FBI, they're
all,
too,
all
right?
Their mouths are open. They're all...
I think Meredith, like, dropped dime, though. Because she's mad at her because she's hating on her son. Like, you protect... She's definitely Mama Bear status. And apparently Jen's been liking posts saying that whatever that boy's name is, is gay and blah, blah, blah. But apparently he's never come out and said what he's really into. That's his story. That's his prerogative. But
he's never come out and said what he's into.
like to his mom. His mom's like, he's never
discussed his
orientation.
Sexual, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's his story. His business, I guess. But
I think it's funny that she's just like, I'm mad at you because you're fucking around, you know, talking shit about my son on Twitter, or you're liking posts on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to be friends with her because, but you know, that whole thing about, I saw her vagina. Like, they replayed it. I'm like, he didn't see her vagina because her skirt was long enough. It was covering, like, to her knees. So
she didn't see her vagina. She was kicking her legs up in the air.
Yeah, but the way, like, you could see what he actually saw. He didn't see her vagina. Her right. dress was covering everything.
Right.
And he was just being an asshole.
Right, but then, like, she was like, grinder. Because yeah. I was like, you're calling him gay.
Yeah.
Right now. Like, y'all didn't read the room when she was saying that.
Yeah.
Like, she's, no one's mentioned that, like, she was like, grinder.
Yeah, because I was like, who is she talking to?
She was talking about that boy.
Yeah.
Because if I would have heard that, I'd be like, bitch, get out of my house.
James Marks, or is his name James?
No, I think it's like, his last name is Marks. B. It's something with a B, I feel like.
No. It's not. Brooks. Oh, Brooks Marks. It ends in an S.
Yeah. No, but I said it started with a B.
Well, I was just hearing the S at the end. Like James, Brooks, whatever. But I love how she calls him Brooks Marks.
First and last name.
Yeah, like, she calls her son Brooks Marks.
That's weird. It's really weird. It's very weird.
I guess that's like a branding. Like they're trying to brand him as Brooks Marks, like Calvin Klein or Louis Vuitton or whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? I just think it's funny. She's mad at, what's her face? The other brunette chick.
Lisa.
Because Lisa's still friends with Jen.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck all that. Like,
this is high school shit.
Yeah. Be friends with her or don't be friends with her, but not because of this. Like, honestly, I feel like, you know, you wouldn't do that if she was talking about whoever the hell, you know. I'm just like, you guys are like 50 years old.
You guys are too old. Enough for this of bullshit. This.
Like, seriously.
Guess what, guys? No matter how old you get, there's always going to be some straight bullshit.
Okay, because I'm like, these old ladies act like they are 15. All of them on all of these shows.
Yeah, and that's why Andy's like, I'm picking you. This is going to be great. Good job, Andy Cohen. Bring the tea.
Oh, speaking of which, just on that Bravo note. The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Ooh.
Giselle.
Okay.
I feel like Giselle is only still on the show because she's a shit starter.
Oh, yeah.
Because her story is boring. Like, she's boring. All she does is talk shit about everybody else's families. And so I'm like, that's why she's on here, because she's boring. She don't have a man. She doesn't. Like, her, and I'm going there. Her fake relationship with her ex-husband.
Jamal.
You know, they were trying to tease that storyline. Oh, we're dating. Jamal and I are dating. But you're not.
And her kids hated it. They're like, ew.
Yeah. Like, they know what's going on. They know how their dad is. So, of course, you know. And I was just like, why? Why are we even doing this, Giselle? Like, honestly, I would love to see her with, like, a guy that's actually not him. Like, a guy that's actually interested in her.
Yeah.
Because even the guy before, it was just like, come on, let's like actually have somebody.
Find somebody real who's gonna love you.
Not trying to, you know.
Yeah.
But honestly, like the way Giselle goes on to talking about everybody else when she was like, you know, I'm not gonna talk about that in front of trolls. It's like, yeah, you talk about everybody else's man and everybody else's relationship. Because even that thing that when she came to Robin talking about, you can't have your fine ass husband talking about that's not attractive. I was like, who the fuck are you to tell her what she shouldn't do? Your ass is divorced. Your ass don't have a man. Your ass was trying to date your cheating-ass ex-husband. Like, stop.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Anyway, I can't.
Why go back to that poisoned water hole for another drink? To kill yourself? Stop it.
I was just like, I can't. Like, and don't, and then you, okay, that's all.
Release.
I was just like, Giselle, you getting on my goddamn nerves. Because she did that shit last year when she was talking about Monique. And her and Robin talking about, you're not a good role model for your children. And I was like, oh, no, you do not tell a mother that they're not a good role model for their child. That's not your fucking place.
That's fighting
And
words.
You don't tell another black woman that she's not a good role model for her kids. That's just not cool. So they got on my shit list last year. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I like that. All right. So today we are going to talk about a movie that is near and dear to our hearts, because I've seen it a million times. I've been watching a lot of things. Okay, we'll talk about what we've been watching after this. We're going to talk about Heartbreakers, the 2001 film starring Sigourney Weaver and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm-hmm. And Jason Lee and Ray Liotta.
Uh-huh. And Gene Hackman.
Dude, his nose was so red.
It's called No Papishka.
No Papishka.
No Papishka. Okay, so I'm just going to read you guys. This movie is great. It's on Netflix. It's a fun film. Jennifer Love Hewitt is just like so unlikable in it.
She's a raging bitch.
She is.
I don't know what he saw in her.
She's just so lonely.
She's a fucking bitch.
That too. So I'm going to read you guys a synopsis, and then we're just going to talk about this movie.
Because her giant boobs.
She's got big boobies. A mother and daughter work the sweetest of frauds. The mom marries a rich guy, then the daughter gets him into a compromising position. Then the mom walks away with a big divorce settlement. So in the beginning of the movie, we see Sigourney Weaver and Ray Liotta about to get married, right? They're getting married.
Yeah, they're
getting married. It's their wedding day. And the game is, oh, you know, I'm going to sit here and dance all night. You're going to see me drinking. I'm going to get drunk. She's like a 50-year-old virgin. Or maybe she was a born-again virgin. Because she wouldn't, you know, give it up.
Yeah.
Until she got a ring. That's right, ladies. Play that game. But if you want to taste it before you commit to it, I would do that. I would highly suggest that. Because, you know.
Taste it.
taste it first before you put a ring on it. Just saying. Yuck. Don't taste it.
Oh my God. Just continue. Good Lord.
So, it's her wedding day. She's drinking, dancing with everybody. Ray Liotta is like hot and bothered. He's like, can I get you to the honeymoon suite already, boo-boo? Because I'm ready to consummate this marriage. She gets into the room and passes out. Fakes passes out. And Ray Liotta's like, oh my gosh, my balls, they're blue. What am I going to do? He considers maybe hitting her with some ice to wake her up. Instead, he throws the ice in his pants. Great. Next morning, they wake up. And she's like, oh my God, it was our wedding night. Did I fall asleep? Oh, I'm so embarrassed. He's like, it's okay. You have the rest of your life to make it up to me. And then she pretends to be hungover. And then he goes to work all horny. In walks his hot little assistant, Wendy, played by Jennifer Love Hewitt, with the shortest dress I've ever seen in my life. Her culo was hanging out.
Oh, all the dresses she wears are super short in this movie.
They are. They're very just slutty. Let's just
say. She's got the bodycon dresses on that are literally barely cover her snatch.
Barely. So she goes in there and she's just saying things that are inappropriate. She's
like, and leaning over.
Leaning over, putting her boobs in his face. And then like letting him smell her hair. And I mean, she's a hot girl.
She's literally trying to seduce him.
She was trying to seduce him. That's what she did. So he takes the bait and, you know, kisses her. Right? And then he's like, wait, Wendy, I'm married. And, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, okay. And then, like, she jumps on him, and then they start making out. And then she accidentally gets her hair stuck in his zipper. And then in walks his wife, Sigourney Weaver to catch them in the act, right? And so she's like, oh my God, we've been married for 12 hours! 12 hours! You've lost the best thing you never had! Divorce court. They get the settlement. She gets, I think she gets like $500,000.
Yeah, because he's a mechanic. He has owns a body shop or whatever.
No, he chops up cars. It's okay. A chop shop.
Whatever, he's a mechanic.
It's a chop shop! He gave her a Mercedes and like $500,000 and a settlement. It was like $300 or $500. Doesn't really matter. So she's divorced. She's running away with her car and out walks Wendy. And we're like, what the fuck is Wendy doing here? Then we're like, oh, Wendy's your daughter. Oh my God. But she just got paid all this money and you see them run this scam at the gas station.
Yeah.
Where they distract this guy who's swiping his card at the gas station. Then they take his card to pay for their gas.
They're grifters.
They're grifters and they don't want to pay for anything.
Not like, even gas.
Nothing. Why not?
First of all, okay. I was like, wait, so she put her hand on his hand while he's putting his card in the freaking machine.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Don't touch me, bitch.
I'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you touching my fucking credit card?
It's an old white lady that needs help. They're very inconspicuous. Don't touch me.
Like, excuse me.
Don't fucking touch me.
Can you tell me how to get to A, B, C, and D? Fuck off, lady.
And this was before, like, MapQuest, apparently.
Yeah, they had a physical map.
This is 2001, so a lot of shit.
Actually, no.
Ain't gonna fly no more.
There was MapQuest and Map Blast.
No, you had to print it out.
We don't do either of those things.
There weren't smartphones in 2001.
No.
Okay, let's take it back, guys. There were not smartphones in 2001.
Yeah, there wasn't Google Maps.
You had to print the shit out on your computer and then take it with you.
And yeah, there was no GPS. And if there was, we couldn't afford it.
Okay. But yeah, don't touch me. Don't touch my card. I'm busy.
Like, what are you doing?
Fuck off.
Sorry, I don't live around here. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, ask the gas station attendant.
Do you want to look at my boobs instead while I steal your credit card information? Then we see them go to have lunch. So they're showing us, like, how they grip through life. Mm-hmm. And then they eat the lunch. I've mentioned this on an episode before. She wraps up the...
An ashtray.
They don't have those around in restaurants anymore.
Well, maybe... They don't have them in California anymore. They have them in other states, though. People still smoke in other states.
Yeah, they do. But not in restaurants.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gross. So the bitch busts the ashtray on, like, with her
they're
meal.
On the East Coast in this movie.
They are on the East Coast. They end up in Florida, though. They went to Florida.
Oh, yeah, you can smoke everywhere in Florida.
Woo, Florida. And then she drops glass in her salad and it's like, oh my God, there's, like, why don't they want to pay for anything?
Nothing at all. I think this was like one of those things where they're just like, well, you know what? They get through life. They coast through life basically like busting their ass to not pay for shit.
Uh-huh. So she breaks the glass, gets to lunch, and then they're like, okay, so we're
That was a whole lot of glass though. Like they would have seen the people serving you the food, the people preparing the food would have seen that much glass in there because there were big chunks. It wasn't like slivers of glass.
Listen, I was making dinner last night, and I had some curry paste in the refrigerator. It's usually in a glass jar, and I was just doing the most, and it busted on the floor. And I was like, fuck! I didn't have any shoes on. I had on shorts. And I felt shards, like, fly by me, and I was just like, okay, let me just tiptoe out of here. And I'm, like, sweeping it up eventually. And there was glass all over the fucking place. Mm-hmm. Like, tiny pieces and shards and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm telling my littlest one, don't walk in here. Is there glass? Yes, there's glass. And then I swept. She's like, so there's no more glass. And she takes her shoes off and runs in the kitchen. And then I'm open up my area and go further back. And I find even more glass, like, towards the living room. I was like, this shit flew everywhere.
Yeah.
The trajectory on broken glass.
Yeah. But I told you about the time that there was glass in Norman's sandwich.
You did, at Subway.
Yeah.
You did mention that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He should have got a free sandwich and then some.
Yeah.
So they get to Florida because they're like, hey, who has money? Floridians do. Old people.
Old Florida people that
migrate to Florida to retire.
Well, they were slick with it, so they rent a boat, and they're out there fishing, pretty much, looking for somebody to con.
Looking for a whale.
Yeah! Yeah. Because they're just on their little boat with their glasses and doing their research, and like, oh, this guy. And she's like, oh, if you're into a menage a cinq or whatever, the guy with like five chicks on a boat, like, gross. And bitches is like, I'm okay with that.
He's paying for my lifestyle. That's like those, what's his name? The dead guy?
Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. Yeah. Hugh Hefner's, you know, his girlfriends. At one point he had five girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And then there was the girls next door. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so he finally got married before he died. But
to Holly, right?
No. Married somebody else. And his ex-wife lived in the pool house, but whatever. Yeah, no, there's women that are into that because, again, he's going to buy me stuff. He's going to fund my lifestyle, and I'm okay with having to have sex with him, like, once a month or once a week or whatever.
It's not enough, though, once a month. Like,
for them.
I understand, but
because he's having sex with every woman.
Right, but remember Kendra was like, she had to run out and get it because, like, she was just like.
And that's what they do.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, it's. 85-year-old ding dong. So no, I mean, like, honestly, no amount of Viagra is going to change that.
True.
And so you go out, here's your guy that's paying for all your shit. Mm-hmm. I'm obligated to bang him once a whatever. Meanwhile, the man candy's over here and I can have all that I want.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got an old sugar daddy, so be quiet about it. Okay.
Like, and they know that these women, you know, need to go get young man ding dong because hello, we like to look at we're visual people too. We like to look at hot shit as well.
That's okay. Droopy balls.
Saggy booties and stuff. No ew. Thank you.
Gross. So
while that just reminds me of that episode of Sex and the City.
Oh, when what's her name was dating an old dude?
Samantha, yeah, it was the guy he was having a meeting with 45 and she he approaches her and she's like, oh, was that 45 that I saw that you were talking to? He's like, yeah, we just closed the deal for blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, they go to dinner and then he's like, I popped these little blue babies. And yeah, it was just.
She was so turned off.
And she saw his booty. He was naked and he ran to the bathroom. And
no, I think he had a shirt on. Butt. I think he just had a shirt on with no pants, didn't he?
Yeah, but his butt was saggy. I know, and it was gross. Droopy. And she was like, what? And so she ran out.
Dudes can do squats too, guys. Come on, keep it tight. So while they're hunting in their boat, they see this other guy, Tensley. And she's like, oh, like he lives with his mom. Like they had like old money. And Sigourney, the mom, she was like, oh no, he's already got a woman in his life.
His mother. Yeah.
And then the other candidate is Gene Hackman, who is a cigarette tycoon.
He's so gross.
Like, he was on death's door. Like, cigarettes, smoke, brown teeth, red nose, pale skin. He was nasty.
Yeah, they made him look real gross.
They made him look horrible. And then the daughter, I don't even know her name was fake Jane at the time. Jane. She was like, I can't kiss that. And mom, Sigourney's like, well, yeah, you are. You're gonna do it. So then they're kind of like torn. The daughter wants the guy who has the mom problems.
And because he's younger and he's younger. Attractive.
Yeah, and then, but he wasn't. He was just really creepy. You know who he looked like? He looked like the guy in Charlie's Angels, they called the Thin Man. What was his name?
Crispin Glover.
Yes.
I think Crispin Glover is cute.
When he's not looking like a creep.
He always plays weird, creepy characters, but...
Well, the eyes. I think it's the guy's eyes.
Oh, yeah. Those were... the guy on the movie or the...
On the movie. Thin when man. He was, like, when he saw her and he was like, Mother! Yeah. Like, you know, he just had creepy eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jane, Wendy, or whatever the hell her real name is. I don't remember her real name. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
She, against her mother's wishes... Still pursues Tensley.
Which is so stupid.
She's like, well, I'm going to get him to like me, right? And then she calls and gets his whereabouts. She ends up at this dive bar in Florida. And she walks in like a huge bitch.
Like, seriously, who walks in a door?
Like, kicks the door open.
Like, I'm here, bitches, but like, don't talk to me and don't look at me. Like, it's weird. Just right. The way she was behaving. I only want him to look at me. All you other fuckers, fuck off. She like, it was in. Weird.
She comes in, she sits down, and then it's Jason Lee. Mm-hmm. He seems to be the bartender, walks up to her and's like, hey, can I get you
she's
a
all,
drink?
No, go away, fuck off.
No, she was like, oh, she's like, really? That's all you got?
Yeah, because he's the bartender.
And she's like, he's like, I'm the bartender. And she's like, oh. Martini, very dirty, or
that's,
something like that.
That's a thing where you like, you think your shit is so hot that you think that every single person that's approaching you wants is trying to get to in you. Your pants.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I just want you to buy a drink.
You want something to drink? Like, do you want to be a customer? Because you're going to have to get out if you're not buying.
Well, then she's accustomed to not paying for shit. I know. So he brings her the drink, and she's like, I'll flip you for the drink. And he's like, I'll take your money for the drink. It's $4. Where can you get a $4 martini? But anyway, it's 2001. And so she's like, flips, and she's like, heads, sorry, you lose. Bye-bye. I was like, bitch, you owe me some money. Give me a credit card right now, or you're out of here.
I'm calling the cops.
And then Sarah Silverman's in the movie as well, and yeah. Jason Galifianakis is in the movie.
Yeah. Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, I call him Jason, huh? Yeah,
that was before we knew who he was.
Because he didn't laugh. He wasn't even funny in the movie. He was just there.
Yeah. He was like the silent extra guy. Well, he had a couple of lines. But
a couple lines.
He wasn't, you know, he wasn't there to be funny.
No, he wasn't. Not at all. But it's like, you can't live like this. You can't just tell some place that you're not going to pay them for the drink that you ordered.
It's a movie.
She sure. goes, he was like, well, I just think she's scared because she's on her own. You know, and then she goes there and pretty much steals some cigarettes from the machine, just jams it, and then...
Yeah, the whole thing was unrealistic. Like, that doesn't I mean, again, they do have cigarette machines, but you can't just pull the machine and it's going to give you what you want.
Well, like, maybe she put money in there.
When?
Because I didn't see her do that.
Yeah, no, she didn't. She walked up to the machine and pulls the thing really hard, like, you're going to give me this without me giving you money.
Yeah.
And it manages to give her cigarettes. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. I'm like, this movie doesn't make... None of it is realistic. None of it.
But it's a good movie, so watch it!
It's funny, but that's... I mean, like, come on. Come on.
So, Jennifer sits there and waits for her mark to walk in.
Because, again, at what bar can you... actually like tell somebody I'm not gonna pay you because I flipped this coin and
none.
I didn't call it. She didn't even say heads or tails. She just flipped it and was like, oh, you lose.
Call it. Yeah. But
it doesn't matter.
That's not how life works, bitch. That's not how life works. Mm. So her mark walks in and like she sits there and like trying to strike a pose and he just walks right past her. And she's like, this motherfucker's not looking at me.
He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like you because you got a stank attitude. And anyway.
He can sense it.
So then she decides to pretend that she's choking on an olive. And he's like, the guy, Tensley, seems to be interested, but he's not. His mom walks in, and he's like, choke, bitch. I don't care. Mom walks in. Jason Lee performs the Heimlich maneuver to save her life.
And she's mad about that.
She's mad, because then she really actually started choking.
Yeah.
And then she... spits it out into the dude's eye, and then he acts like a little bitch baby. It burns, mom! It burns! Yeah. And then they're gone.
Yeah.
And so, while she's off doing this, she's supposed to be playing, like, point person, so mom can have a meet cute, if you will, with Gene Hackman. So she pieces out, runs off, and gets to what she's supposed to be doing. So, what is her name? Sigourney Weaver pretends to be a Russian woman.
Why?
I don't know. Like, why Russian of all things?
Okay, you could have done French.
And she don't speak a lick of Russian. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, exactly.
Da, da, da.
Exactly.
So she meets him at an auction. Swaps auction books with him because, as we learned from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, is they go and case the place before there's an auction to figure out what they want.
Yeah.
So she gets his book, so she knows what he's bidding on. So she tries to have a bidding war with him. He's sitting inside the auction house smoking.
Right.
Smoking.
He's the only one smoking. That's what's funny. I'm like, nobody else is smoking except him. And nobody has a problem with it, apparently.
I know. I think someone was like, hey, you need to put that out. And he calls her a Nazi. He was like, okay, Nazi. But then he sparks up another cigarette.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's just doing, like, you know, he's a cigarette guy. He's just promoting his shit, I guess.
He's just an asshole.
That, too.
That's addicted to cigarettes.
So,
thank you for smoking. Watch that movie.
It's horrible. So she proceeds to have a bidding war with him. He chokes on his fucking cigarette, and she ends up winning. And doesn't intend to pay, obviously.
No, of course not. She's not supposed to win.
She's not supposed to win. She does, and she gets out of the deal, or the item, because it's this ugly statue.
He's broken. Pishka's broken.
It has a wiener hanging off. And she's making eyes at the delivery guy carrying the thing, and I don't know, she's got magic powers. Convinces him to, like, bang it up against the wall, and the papishka falls off. Ridiculous. And so she's like, I don't want it. Then, I don't know how, but she ends up having the ding-dong in her purse. She kept it in her purse. And so she plans to have, she tells her daughter to throw out spike strips on the road, yeah, so the guy has car trouble, and they could bond during car trouble. She puts water in his phone so he can't call anybody. It's
all put on. That's what it is.
It's
all
a bit much. It's a bit much. And so,
like, who? Honestly, I feel like grifting is easier than that. Like, they made it like, oh, they plan every step.
Not really.
I feel like all of that is, like, not necessary. It's, you know,
maybe they spend their money on their costumes. Maybe that's what they spend all their money on, their little cheap dresses.
Because what are they doing? Because they're not using it. They're not using their money. They're just money hoarders. Like, what is going on?
Oh, gosh. Well, so the accident happens, but the daughter fucks up and everybody's cars take a beating. And so they end up meeting and she takes him to the hospital. Because he's like, actually, I'm fine. Get the fuck out of here. I'm gone. She takes a dick out of her purse and hits him in the head with it. And she's like, see, you've got concussion, sharp head pain. Like, bet you hit me. I'm not stupid. Get out of here. But what happens is, how the accident happens is, Jane leaves her purse at the bar. So Jason leaves.
She's a terrible, like, honestly.
She's a terrible person.
She's a terrible grifter. She's horrible at it. She's trying to do shit on her own, and she's just bad at it. She can't even do what she's supposed to do right. Like,
yeah.
Let's be serious here. Mom, you're not a good teacher. She's bad.
But she was trying to keep her in the dark, though. She didn't want to teach her the whole con.
Uh-huh.
She wanted her to be her little baby.
Uh-huh.
And she was a little bitch baby. Like, that's what she was.
She was getting too big for her britches.
Yes, I agree.
Like, she's like, I can do this on my own.
You just couldn't. Don't like her.
Yeah.
When I watched it recently, I was like, ew.
Yeah, no.
Ew. You're gross.
Yeah, she's just awful. She's an awful person.
So Jason Lee was like, hey, bitch, I got your purse. She's like, are you stalking me? Fucking stalker? And he's like, no, I have your purse. She's like, oh, okay. And then, like, since the accident happened, she's like, oh, shit, we got to get out of here, and pushes him down a hill. And she's like, oh, my ankle. He's like, nothing can hurt you. Like, evil bitch.
Exactly.
Heartless ass.
Exactly.
Anyway, so when she's done with him, she runs off. And he's like, I still have your purse.
There ain't nothing in it, so what is the purpose?
Her eyeliner's in it, right? Her eyeliner's in it. That's the only thing of importance that was in her purse, was her eyeliner. Once she figures out it's missing, she kicks down the door at the bar and, like, you stole my purse so I'd have to see your ugly ass face again. What?
Yeah, she's a psycho.
She's a psycho. She went hard on him, right? But then when Sarah Silverman's like, damn, you're kind of hard on the boss. And she's like, what? He's the boss? She's like, yeah, he owns this place. His father gave all kinds of information.
Okay, because who does that?
Who tells everybody's tea? Shut up, Sarah.
maybe she was trying to make her feel like she needed to respect her boss, but
maybe either way, it's like, she tells him her that he owns said bar and it's worth $3 million because some developers have been trying to buy it.
Right.
And she's like, oh, he's rich. Paige, that's her name.
Yeah, Paige.
Way to go, Paige.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm going to set my sights on him. Right? Because if he is worth $3 million, if she can marry him, she gets half.
Right, but he's not selling, so it doesn't matter.
This is true. He's not selling.
What do you want, the bar?
He's not selling.
But if she gets half, then she could force him to sell, I guess. I
right.
There's that.
And then so she proceeds to stalk him, and he's like, hey, bitch, I see you. And so she develops fee-fees for him.
Okay, after she starts playing nice and stops acting like a dumb hoe bag.
She was acting like a dumb hoe bag, really. So she's got a little boo-boo on the side, right? Then mom's pursuing Gene Hackman, and he's like, oh, yes, I'm into you. I'm into you, big Russian lady. Let's go out for dinner at a Russian bar or restaurant. And, like, he's like, your native tongue, don't you miss it? Or something. She sings USSR in there.
Exactly, USSR.
Because that's the only song, because she's like, da, da.
And they're looking at her like, what the fuck is going on here?
Singing? And then, like, the waiter is speaking Russian to her, and she's apparently a vegetarian, right? She orders steak tartare. Raw fucking steak, and it's like, bleh. Oops, maybe I should have done some research on Russian before I tried to con this dude.
Mm-hmm.
A relationship happens. There's a maid in the house.
And the maid's like, I know you, bitch. I see you, bitch.
I see you, bitch. I know you don't what you're want doing. Him. You don't want his nasty ass because he nasty. She's like, but you're good, honey. You're good. So since she gets made by the maid, she's like, we got to get this bitch out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Sets up the maid, makes it look like she's stealing. But the funny thing was, he didn't care that she stole the silverware and her jewelry. Opens up the closet, there's a bunch of cigarettes. He's like, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be sick. Badly, he was disgusted by
cigarettes. Yeah,
but she stole his cigarettes. Oh, that was so funny.
Because that's what he cares about.
Oh gosh, you guys, it's a funny movie. I'm telling you, you got to watch it. So, he's like, "All right, I love you." After like a month. Oh, and then like she convinced. Oh, since they got the maid out. She's like, okay, Paige, you're going to be the new maid. Mm-hmm. He hires her because she, like, massages his lap because she's a creep. She's a British maid. She's like, oh, yes, I used to take care of kids. And blah, 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 blah. Like, these fucking outfits. Get out of here in these wigs. So he falls in love with her, apparently. Proposes to her.
Sigourney Weaver.
And so he's like, we got to consummate this marriage or what? We're gonna do this or what?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, no, I can't.
He's like, no, bitch, we're gonna fuck.
Not falling for that. Okay. No. So he goes in to get some. He's like, oh, and I brought you a gift. And he got the statue fixed and has the wiener put back on it.
Mm.
Brings that in. He's like, hey, I got you this statue. It's worth all this hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're going to give me some. And so she like tries to get away and he ends up hitting his head on the wiener.
Again.
And he dies.
They fucking killed him, basically.
My wife. And so, before she could get married and do anything, he kicks the bucket and she's not going to get this. Like, I think it was like millions of dollars yeah. She would have gotten a marriage or whatever if he died. Well, it happened. He died. So the funny thing is like, while all this is happening,
Ray Liotta is just like,
he's pissed because he's like, something's off.
Something's off, and he finds out that the Mercedes is registered in Florida. So he's like, I'm going to go to Florida, and he wanted to make up with her, right? But he goes in there and finds that there's a dead Gene Hackman on top of her, and he was like, you're sick! You're sick! And then in walks Paige, mm-hmm. and he's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is your daughter? You got your daughter to seduce me? You guys are sick. And he was like, and you're gonna pay. So
you get, look, I got, gave you money.
I gave you money and you're gonna pay for it. And then they ended up getting conned somehow. I'm not gonna ruin the whole movie for you, but they didn't have any money. So then Paige, aka Jane, aka Jennifer Love Hewitt, decides to pursue the relationship with Jason Lee, the bar owner, and convinces him to marry her. And this is, she's like, this is your first wedding. I've been married 37,000 times before this. And so then everybody's in on the con. Sigourney Weaver's her aunt, and Ray Liotta is the uncle, mm-hmm. or something. They do the same thing that happens in the beginning of the movie. They have a wonderful wedding. She gets drunk. And so the play
is... She pretends to get drunk.
She pretends to get drunk and falls asleep. And the play is that the mom, Sigourney, is supposed to convince the newlywed, the new husband, Jason Lee, to
sleep with her.
Engage with her. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I'm not into old people. I love Jane. I'm not into it. Yeah. And so she's like, you're gonna get into it. Convinces him to have a drink. She slips him the Mickey. Mm-hmm. And he comes to and is like, what happened? And she's like, how dare you? Wah!
Yeah, because she's like, no, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, she didn't think he was going to do it.
He's not going to do it.
Uh-huh. So she goes in, finds her husband.
And obviously he's like, oh, like, he's incapacitated. You can tell that he wasn't banging her. And she's all...
Oh, Jane, oh my god. Like, it's a game. It's a fucking game. It's fucked up.
Again, all of it is outlandish.
It's very outlandish because you only get half in California, I think.
Yeah, you only get half.
Anyway, so she's like, I want a divorce, and I want what you have. So sell your fucking bar and give me half. And he does this. Like a big dum-dum. So... they're like making off with the money, and then mom Sigourney decides to confess to Paige.
Cause she's all heartbroken and shit.
She was real upset because she liked him, obviously. Like, she developed feelings for him, and she was just like, all men are the fucking same, fucking cheaters, fuck them, fucking girl, fuck them.
Well, okay, first of all, let's be clear. That's not what happened, because with Ray Liotta, he wasn't trying to cheat on his wife either. You put your fucking face in his lap.
Yeah.
Like, let's be serious.
It was entrapment.
So quit.
Entrapment.
If a person is like got their vagina on your face, what it's you gonna do? Like, yeah, it's that's not them cheating. That's you basically. Yes, it's assault. It's sexual assault.
That's assault, brother.
Like, just because you have the vagina doesn't mean you didn't do the assault. Just saying.
Just saying.
Women rape men all the time.
I know. They really do, and it's a problem. If you need help.
Okay, dudes, don't be afraid to confess.
Call the hotline.
Don't be afraid to call the popo.
Call the popo, ho. Call the popo. So she confesses that she slipped her husband a Mickey. And Paige goes ballistic and beats her ass in the car. No, it was dramatic. They almost died. Then Paige is like, hey... this is what happened. By the way, my name's not Jane. Here's your money. It's Paige. But I'm thinking, right, how can these motherfuckers be getting married under fake names and aliases, but they you had can't. Fake IDs?
You can't.
Right?
I mean, actually, that's not true. You can, but you can't do it as quickly as they've been doing it.
They were doing it real quick.
Yeah, you can't be like, I'm marrying you and divorcing you, and then 2 weeks later, you're married to somebody else, or like, there's a process, because there's...
unless, yeah, you, it's complicated, and it, the movie makes it seem like it's really simple, and it's, it ain't.
Also 2001, and it's fiction.
Yeah.
But it's, honestly, if you just want to watch something and laugh a little bit, and just kind of look back on the times, it's a nice movie to watch. I was bored one night, I watched it. It's a great movie. So, happy ending at the end. Jane goes back. I'm Paige, by the way. Here's your money. And then, happily ever after.
And Sigourney Weaver and Ray Liotta even decide to try to make a go of it.
And she was like, next time a woman, you know, comes at you or is attracted to you, she might work for me. So watch your back. Like, damn, my wife's crazy.
Why are you just sending bitches after me, though? Like, right? What's wrong with you?
Who does this? Who does this?
Like, you have problems, lady.
He did say that. He's like, you're fucking nuts. But I love it. So give me some of this booty. Because that's all he really wanted at the end of the day. Yeah.
Well, he got married to get some ass. Okay. It's not like men don't do that all the time.
I know. It happens, guys. Just be careful. So something light when we came back, right? So, Brandy.
What's your thumbs up for the week?
I've been watching the Harry Potter collection, and it is amazing. Mm. I've probably watched the movies multiple times, but not in depth with a critical lens as I'm looking now. I'm on Deathly Hallows Part 2. Voldemort is back. He has gotten the Elder Wand, and it is on like Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they look like these movies, yes, they're kind of made for the tween, the young adult, but like my heartstrings really are just like when Dobby came back, he was like, Dobby's here to save Harry Potter.
Okay. Dobby died, by the way, guys.
That's why I was about to say that. It made me real sad when he came back. And she was like, Bellatrix, how dare you? You almost killed me. He's like, Dobby didn't mean to kill you. Maybe maim. Or, you know, harm. But not kill. Dobby.
Them elves.
R.I.P. Dobby. You was a real one.
Harry Potter's giving Dobby clothes.
You've lost me, my elf!
Not Harry Potter. Master, because it was fucking,
Yes, Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah, he gave him the book.
The
with
sock.
The
with the sock in it.
Okay.
That's how they get free. Give us three.
Yeah.
You give us clothes, we free.
Yeah, because they wear fucking rags.
It's really messed up.
They wear potato sacks.
Creature.
Creature love.
Creature. Creature, get your ass up out of here. Creature was a son of a bitch.
He's a little asshole.
He was a little asshole. But I've been watching the Harry Potter series. It's on HBO Max. I have them all on DVD and Blu-ray. I could watch it, but it's different when you're streaming shit. You know what I mean?
Is it?
To me, it feels a little different. Shout out to For Your Reference podcast. They covered clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, this is for you guys. I watched it, the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, shit. Then I recommended it to Ashley. I put it on our Instagram. I even made my husband watch it. I watched it probably 3 times.
The whole series?
In and out. Like, it was on, and I was just like, oh, yeah, I've seen this one. Okay, watching it over again. Because, like, KT was like, I have no plans on watching this again. Because the big aha is like, oh, shit. You watch it once, you're like, oh, fuck, you know. But as you're watching again, you're like, okay, this.
You start to notice clues.
Yeah. They covered it this week, and it's a really good episode. Like, if you watched it, listen to, like, their questions that they have and the points that they made. I was like, y'all made a really good point right there. And well done, guys. Well done. I did watch that too many times. And I like Adrien Grenier. I was like, why are you such an asshole? But then he's, like, vindicated in the end.
So, I have a thumbs up. The new season of American Horror Story.
Oh, you've been telling me
about
that. It's
called Double Feature, and the first one is called Red Tide.
It's on Hulu, right?
It is on FX, and then, yes, it's on Hulu. So, like, new episodes come out on FX on Wednesdays, and then you can watch them on Hulu on Thursdays.
Next day, yeah.
But I watch it on FX now, so I watched it last night.
Okay.
This season, this part, the first half of Double Feature, I'm into it because they have this thing, this pill that you can take, which turns you into a creative genius. Ooh. If you have any talent, it basically enhances your talent. Like the story is Finn Wittrock and Lily Rabe, they're playing a husband and wife. She's pregnant and he's a screenwriter. They move to Cape Cod for the summer or for the winter so he can write his screenplay. He's pilot. He's writing a pilot, and a network bought it, but they wanted a bunch of rewrites. So he's doing his thing in Cape Cod, and they move there, and there's these fucking like bald ass vampire things. They're like, they look kind of like Nosferatu, but they, all of their teeth are sharp and they twitch like really bad, like really twitchy, really creepy. First episode, they chase Lily Rabe and their daughter, who's like 8. She plays violin, and they chase them home. And so he goes to a bar and he meets these two people who are also writers. One is a novelist, a romance writer, and the other is a playwright. And they're played by Frances Conroy and
the guy who's in all the American Horror
Stories. Yeah, Evan Peters. So he's a playwright. She's a romance novelist, and they're famous. She's puts out New York Times bestsellers twice a year, and he's won Tonys and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. They notice him and they're like, hey, you know, we notice you're a fellow, you're one of us, you know, blah blah. And he's like, well, you know, I've got writer's block. And they're like, well, this place will fix that. Ooh. And so the next day Evan Peters calls him. He's like, hey, I've got something for you that's going to help you with your writer's block. He gives him these pills. And he doesn't want to take them, but then, you know, finally, when he can't fucking write anything, he takes one and has a stroke of genius and writes an entire fucking pilot in a day.
Oh, shit.
In a few hours. And then starts working on another, the second episode. And so, you know, his wife's like, this isn't right. Like, what the fuck's going on? His daughter saw him take the fucking pill, and she's a violinist. And she's trying to get this this one particular, I don't know, what do you call it, song? I don't know. She's trying to, you know, perfect that piece, and she can't do it. So she...
This is the 8-year-old.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She sneaks a pill. And so, but what they don't tell you, or what they don't know, is that the pills turn you into a vampire.
Well, fuck that shit. Yeah.
So, I mean, they don't, like, make you, you know, freak out, but...
The twitchy vampires?
But, no, not them. Because I was like, what the fuck? The twitchy vampires, they're the ones, their hair falls out, they're turned bald, and they, like, get really pale. They have no talent. So, they have no talent, so they go insane, and it turns them to that.
Oh, that's messed up. But talentless.
Right. But the ones that do have talent, you know, they go on to greatness. Apparently, Quentin Tarantino has taken this pill. And so,
allegedly.
In the show, she's like, because his agent comes, she's like, Quentin wants you to write his next movie. And he's like, no, Quentin writes all his own stuff. She's like, no, he just got married. And so, you know, he knows that you would understand that since he's gotten married, he cannot do what he needs to do to be able to write.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah. And he's like, huh.
This motherfucker.
Okay. Right. So, but the pill fucks with your brain chemistry. And so... The nutrients that your brain needs, calcium, potassium,
zinc.
And the other things that your brain needs to function, it depletes it, so you can only get it from blood. So you crave blood.
That's messed up.
But when you stop taking the pills, that craving goes away. So they take the pills. Like, they go to Cape Cod during the winter. They take the pills. They become fucking vampires. Like, they eat people. They kill people and suck their blood, basically. But then in the off season, you know, when they're not writing, they're perfectly fine. So that's their trick. And so, you know, there's this whole thing about the daughter is a fucking psycho. Like, the pills turn her into a nut job. She's like, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. She's always hungry.
That's how kids are. They're always fucking hungry.
She's always hungry. He's like killing all these folks for her. But it's really good. And I was just like, you know, if I could take that pill, would I?
I saw your tweet.
I'm like, I probably would. I would be a vampire for 3 months.
and fucking go and slice a hook, you know, a male prostitute's throat under a bridge. Because that's what they were doing.
Why couldn't it just be like a streeple?
That's what they are. I mean, they're hustlers. That's what they call them in the show. The hustlers. So they're killing, you know, drug addicts, tweakers, because apparently there's a meth problem there. So they're like, they look in on Craigslist for people that are selling things like electronics and bikes and jewelry and, you know, all that stuff. They're like, how are you selling all of these things?
Stealing
shit. Yeah. So basically they're like, okay, we know what you're doing and we're going to get you. Oh. So they're, you know, trying to excuse their behavior by, we're helping, you know, we're getting rid of the dregs of society, but they're really just murderers. So I'm enjoying this season or this part of the season. The next part of the double feature is supposed to be about aliens. I'm not sure how, you know, if I'm going to be interested in that, but we'll see. So, yeah, that's my thumbs up is American Horror Story, double feature Red Tide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, also guys, we collaborated while we were off, so there's some podcasts out there with our voices on it, so check out...
There's a dog hair in my cup.
I didn't do that. Check out the Pod Clubhouse. We talk about Bob Ross. Have you guys seen that Netflix feature? Or docu-movie?
Documentary.
Docu-movie. Bob Ross, it's shenanigans. So we went on the Pod Clubhouse and talked about that. And we came back on the Bingeables for Beastars season 2. Yeah. I don't think that one's dropped yet. It's supposed to drop this month. I think maybe like next week or something. And the Bob Ross episode it should be out now. So thank you guys for rocking with us. And we will be back next week. We never take breaks. So I hope you missed us. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bulb.